Nan Kutajar adalah seorang ibu yang berasal dari Melbourne. Anaknya, August Kutajar, yang berumur 2 tahun, memiliki nafsu makan yang tinggi. Miss Kutajar mengatakan, ketika anaknya mulai makan makanan padat untuk pertama kalinya, ia dapat dengan jelas melihat bahwa apa yang anaknya bisa makan dengan aman sangatlah terbatas.
He vomited when I fed him some milk and yogurt. He had a rash when I fed him egg a few weeks later. With tahini, he was lethargic, threw up, and had diarrhea.
August memiliki beberapa alergi, termasuk terhadap susu, telur, kacang kedelai, kacang tanah, biji wijen, dan ikan salmon. Reaksinya terhadap beberapa makanan tersebut begitu parah dan dapat menyebabkan tubuhnya tidak berfungsi dengan shock anafilaksis. Bulan lalu ia dirawat di rumah sakit setelah seorang wanita yang berbicara sedikit bahasa Inggris memberinya biskuit yang mengandung produk susu di sebuah taman anak-anak.
If it was someone who was able to communicate with me and understand me, it wouldn't have happened. But because of her limited English, the word allergy might not have even been in her vocabulary, maybe in her language. But I clearly said he's allergic. But because she didn't understand, it didn't register with her how important it was not to feed him.
Sekarang Miss Kutaja sedang berusaha untuk meningkatkan kesadaran alergi pada masyarakat multibahasa. Miss Kutaja sering berbagi pengalaman dengan mempublikasikan ceritanya secara online. Salah satu postingannya sempat mengambil perhatian O'Neill dari kelompok pendukung online Allergy Fund.
Food is such a central part of lots of cultures. I come from the Chinese culture and food is pretty much everything. Every celebration, it's not about just one dish, but a whole range of dishes that defines that celebration. And when your son, say, is allergic to soy, soy is in everything in Asian food.
Maria Sayed dari Alergi dan Anafilaksis Australia mengatakan banyak kematian alergi makanan melibatkan anak-anak yang orang tuanya berasal dari latar belakang migran.
I would say at least 3/4 of the deaths that I'm aware of are in people who are from a non-English speaking background. It doesn't mean that they're not English speaking living here in Australia, but they are, you know, immigrant families, many of them from Asia.
Profesor Katie Allen dari Institut Penelitian Anak Murdoch mengatakan tingginya tingkat alergi pada masyarakat Asia menimbulkan masalah di dalam masyarakat.
Australia has some of the highest rates of food allergy reported in the world, and Melbourne is the food allergy capital in the world. With our multiculturalism, this is particularly problematic. We have found that children who are from Asian families have the highest rates of food allergy compared to Australian children. Interestingly, we've also found that children who are born in Asia and then migrate to Australia have lower rates of food allergy, so seem to be protected from food allergy. So it is a problem of migrating early in life that increases your risk of food allergy from places like Asia.
Maria Sayed khawatir bahwa pesan sekitar keselamatan alergi tidak tersampaikan ke komunitas berlatar belakang migran dan multibahasa ini.
It's difficult for people to understand food allergy when a child's just been diagnosed, but we have even more difficulty in getting people from non-English speaking backgrounds to understand that food allergy is real. Whether it's because food allergy just doesn't happen in their country, or maybe it's not properly diagnosed, but it's certainly a huge issue when we have lots of grandparents wanting to give the child the food to get their body used to it, which of course is a real danger when it comes to food allergy.
Grace O'Neill setuju itu akan sangat sulit untuk mendapatkan orang tua untuk memahami keseriusan masalah ini.
I still come across Asian families who say, oh, well, we never had it in our day and you should just keep giving it to them and they'll be okay. And in some cases, maybe that might be true. But in the cases of anaphylaxis, where you've been medically diagnosed at risk, even the tiniest amount can prove deadly.
August sekarang telah menjadi model poster anak-anak untuk kampanye kesadaran alergi multikultural. Kampanyenya berslogan, "Berbagilah mainan dan bukan makanan," telah diterjemahkan ke dalam naskah Cina dan diposting online, di mana telah tersebar lebih dari 17.000 kali. Grace O'Neill mengatakan, sementara kesadaran terhadap isu alergi tersebut telah meningkat, banyak yang harus dilakukan untuk masyarakat etnis.
There is a fair bit of awareness in society now, especially with schools and childcares, about allergies and being careful with your food. But I think because especially in some cultures, like the Asian or the Greek, food is such a central thing that we really need to move now to a new focus to encourage other languages to be more aware as well.
Maria Sayed mengatakan ada kebutuhan yang jelas untuk lebih banyak sumber daya multibahasa. Namun, pengumpulan danalah yang menjadi masalah.
Every time we try to get material translated, we're told it costs a lot of money to get someone who is a professional translator. We're a multicultural society. We are trying to do the best for everybody, and optimal care is not just of, you know, optimal care of Australian speaking people, it's optimal care of all people living in Australia.
Nan Kutaja mengatakan, pesan kesadaran alergi sangat perlu didengar oleh semua orang.
Food is such a huge part of life, and it's just a reminder that it can be nourishing for people, but it can also kill people.